Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
So Gavin and Katie go to the same massage place. What's the name of that place?
Massage for Life. It's amazing.
All right, so you went yesterday and you got a massage. What happened to you while you were getting a massage?
Okay, so Gavin and I are very different when it comes to massages. I like dead silence or like, you know, massage sounds. And if I can fall asleep, bonus. Gavin, on the other hand, you fall asleep so easily in real life that falling asleep under those circumstances, you don't like it because you feel like you're missing out.
Well, I feel like I'm missing out, and how do I know they're even doing anything? You're a very trusting person. I am the opposite of that. So if I was a massage therapist and somebody fell asleep, during a massage, I'd kick back, play Candy Crush, and then, like, if they did wake up, pretend you're pumping more lotion in your hand or something, you know?
Well, excuse me. This cough is where we're getting, by the way. I'm somebody, it's so hard for me to fall asleep that if I fall asleep not in my bed and a stranger has their hands on me, I must be very, very relaxed. So I love it. So I'm getting my massage. I'm on my back. And I had fallen asleep. And I ended up coughing.
Oh my God.
Into the air.
Oh.
Okay. But I not only woke myself up, I scared myself.
You scared yourself. Yeah. How'd you scare yourself?
I went from being asleep to going...
And then you went, who did that?
Right. It just burst out of me. I got startled like when you blow in a baby's face.
What part of the body was she working on?
I think she was on my legs. So it's not like she was by my face, thank God. Because I would have absolutely coughed into her face.
And you would have scared her and she would have stabbed your eye with a fingernail or something.
I think she's too professional for that.
No one can control that. When all of a sudden the corpse comes back to life, no amount of professionalism prepares you.
Like when a person is almost drowning in a movie, okay? And then they get pulled out and somebody tries to give them CPR, which wouldn't actually make a person do this, but for some reason giving them CPR makes them blow water out of their mouth and then all of a sudden they're alive.
I think that's how it happens.
Oh, really?
I think.
Well, that is how I reacted.
Oh, did you tip well?
I tipped very well.
Good. You gotta put that cough money in there.
Well, tomorrow when we do confessions, I have a massage confession when I couldn't get into Massage for Life.
All right. Don't tell us too much.
I was hoping that your confession would be something to the fact of you finally found a way to get rid of your cough.
I wish that was the case too.
Are you worried, by the way? Can we talk for a second?
Okay, about what?
You have a cough that has lasted very long.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going on like four weeks.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everyone hates it, including you.
Yeah.
And there is an epidemic in the world right now. Now, the first confirmed case I saw in the news this week was in Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're talking about the coronavirus.
Okay.
But are we sure you don't have the coronavirus? And for anybody who doesn't know, it's a scary-ass flu that's killing people that's coming from China.
It's like a flu slash pneumonia at the same time.
Yes.
No.
How do we know?
Because I'm up and thriving. I just happen to have this cough still.
Thriving, though? I mean, you're up.
You are up.
Why? How am I not thriving?
Well, your cough sounds like you're inches away from death.
That is true.
It is a really, really bad cough. I mean, I've talked to other people who had a cough for like 6 weeks.
What do you know about the coronavirus? How do you know those people also aren't walking around thriving, quote unquote?
Because I believe that they are hospitalized.
We don't know that.
No, right? We do. I read the article.
Which article?
The Washington Post article.
She's making this up.
Google it.
Fake news.
Okay.
All right. So how do we get Katie's cough better? Because
I think what we should do is just we can't get her better. It's just not going to happen. It's not in the cards for her.
Oh, yeah.
So we just need to submit that she has the coronavirus.
No. Right.
And I think we should ship her back to China.
Gavin.
Do we need to take her out back and put her down?
I don't know if it's that extreme, but if she won't go back to China to live permanently, then we have to shoot her in the back of the radio station.
I don't have a passport.
They'll make an exception to get the coronavirus out of America.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't have the coronavirus.
Kevin's shaking his head, so he would know.
He's 1/6 Chinese.
He has a passport.
Oh, that yeah, is, I do, actually.
That is true.
You're the only one on the show that doesn't.
I will say this. I got medication cough medicine, and I've been using regular cough medicine, and it doesn't help, really.
Like, at the same time?
Yeah, they said it was fine.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your doctor? Lil Wayne? Get that scissor.
Yeah.
All right, well, we hope you feel better.
I don't think you do.
Stop coughing in the faces of massage. Oh, jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.